Case 21 of the Book of Equanimity. Yunyan sweeps the ground. Attention! As Yunyan was sweeping the ground, Dawu said, "Too busy." I began speaking about this case several weeks ago. And as I've often mentioned, attention is the whole of the case. And everything else is a further elaboration of what and how we articulate, manifest the Dharma, our life of being with circumstances and people, and how we respond to those. That's the whole of our practice, sweeping ground. Cooking food, answering emails, paying a bill, answering the phone and having someone complain to us. So on and so forth. Yunyan sweeping the ground. Yunyan is my poor Chinese pronunciation. In Sino-Japanese, his name is pronounced as Ungan. This is the whole of our life, sweeping ground in various ways. The comment, capping phrase on this is, novices and working persons don't have the strength. The way sweeping the ground is very simple. And in its simplicity, we don't have the strength to be simple. So now, Yunyan and Dawu, or Dogo, were, we could say, brother monks in China about the 8th century somewhere. And they practiced together for many years with different teachers, with Yakujo and then other teachers. And then they succeeded the Dharma. And we are in their lineage, or Yunyan's lineage. They would, what should I say, challenge each other in their practice, in their Dharma practice, always practicing together, and yet also poking at each other a bit, if I say it that way. Using opportunities to challenge each other and to clarify what is our life. How do we practice? How do we respond when someone, something isn't going the way we want? Too busy, not busy enough, doing it well. It's confusing. Circumstances like that are what occur. And in this case here, Dawu Dogo is poking at Ungan, or giving him an opportunity and giving us an opportunity to clarify where and how we get confused in the midst of doing ordinary things. Confused by so-called others, and confused by ourselves sometimes. All our life is just sweeping ground. And yet, life, we, others, seemingly pick fights. So here the capping phrase is, hiding an army, Dawu picks a fight. When he says, too busy, too busy. Oh, you're not busy enough. Oh, you're not doing it right. Oh, you're doing it differently than I expected you to. What happens? How do we be? Sesshin is coming up. Sesshin Rohatsu, which is the commemoration, celebration, being the Buddha seeing the morning star and being awakened. Morning star, Buddha, not too. And yet, we have to lose our life sweeping the ground, seeing. So, Yunyan responds, you should know there's one who isn't busy. Dawu says, if so, then there's a second moon. Oh, is there another person? I mean, there's busy and not busy. There's upset and not upset. We could build all sorts of things back and forth. One who's not busy, one who is busy. How many moons are there? How many worlds do we dance on and create difficulties? Even seeing a morning star. Is there two? Is there one? The morning star loses itself and the Buddha's eyes lose themselves. They all fall out into right here. Yunyan held up the broom and said, which moon is this? So then Dawu stopped. Dawu stopped. Our practice life is embracing the sweeping, the dust in the ground, whoever calls us up, whatever comes to mind as my next task. I've got to pay the bill, take care of these taxes, figure out how much I have when I'm going shopping. Can I afford this? And those are the easy ones, as opposed to when people say things, do things that we expect or don't expect. They're supposed to be nicer to me. Oh, how come he treated her that way and he's treating me this way? First moon, second moon, those dreams blind us to ideas that are keeping us from being this moment. That's why it's important to say, to notice caught in self-centered dream, because being just this is always available as our practice, as our life. And yet just this We sometimes pick fights with ourselves about this. He should. I am sure that that's not the right way for him to be doing it. I'm sure he deserves or doesn't deserve. And then we pick on ourselves or others. We miss the simple moment of our life. We refuse to be the awakened life that we are. We refuse to embrace the awakened beings that are all around us, even as they don't know, even as they give us opportunities to relieve our suffering and their suffering. In a way, I'm speaking much too much. And yet, we practice and we each have our own roles and opportunities in practice. We're going to come together, as I said, in several weeks for a session, sitting together. We'll sit from Tuesday evening to Sunday afternoon. If you could join us for some or all of that, it would be wonderful. And you'll need to speak to Mushin about it. He sent out an email and there's more clarification online to make sure we know who and is going to be here and make sure there's enough food and other kind of provisions, whether you even if you're online. So though it's not a matter of food, but it's a matter of knowing who's joining as part of Sesshin, who's registered, and the various forms of practice, of sitting together, of talks, of sanzen, of meals, of being together, whether physically in Champaign at the Prairie Zen Center or online, are opportunities for us to sweep the ground of our mind, of our life, and to do it with others who together we join in, if I use the word, being the Buddha's awakening, manifesting the awakening of the Buddha, both in the session, before the session, after the session, throughout our life, with all beings, including those in at the distant star that we glimpse, and including those nearby, next door, in the next room, who join and support us and who we support in manifesting this life, this awakened life that we all are, that relieves suffering and nurtures beings. Thank you.